Perfect timing, you guys.
I love it. Welcome to tonight's Mindset Monday call. I am Samantha Colvin, one of your hosts for tonight. And if you're new to the call, which I do see some of you are, welcome. This is going to be an exciting time. On Mondays, we talk about different strategies and topics to not only boost your business, you also hear incredible stories of success from using our products and being a part of this incredible opportunity. And sometimes we have really exciting speakers like we do tonight. But before I introduce tonight's speaker, I am excited because we have a couple of shout outs or accolades. So I want to just jump right off with those because we have some new people that are in our G3 Q3 category. So Prissy Simmons, we are so excited to have you part of the G3 Q3 family. What this means is that Prissy has helped so many lives in the last 3 months. She's onboarded 9 new people. So that is just so exciting. So I want everybody just to do a little round of applause for her. Great job, Prissy. It's just, you're such an inspiration. Every week, you're just busting your butt and it shows. So thank you so much. We also have Tuck and Laura Trenum, who are now a part of the G3 Q3 club. So congrats, guys. And I just can't wait to shout out more of your names, but these are really the people in the company that have gone above and beyond to help and change lives. So please reach out to them. The man tonight has been an influential part of this change as well. His name is Scott Fardoulis. If you have heard him speak before, you're in for another treat as always. But tonight he's really going to take a deeper dive into how to talk about the products, how to talk about the opportunity and the impact of social media and how powerful it can be to share not only stories of success, but the products itself. So Scott Fardoulis, the mic is all yours for tonight.
Hey, Samantha, thank you so much for an amazing and warm introduction. I always love your smile. I love your energy. I love your enthusiasm. I love your passion for life. And most importantly, I love your heart for serving and helping other people. And you always bring it every week. I just love the way that you add so much value to everything that happens at Gemini. So how do you like them apples?
Thank you, Scott. I appreciate you.
Hey, you're welcome. Absolutely. Well, good evening to all of you throughout the nation. If you're just tuning in for the first time here to this particular call, we talk about really awesome things and cool, pertinent things that are relevant to your life every day as it relates to Gemini. And so, and most importantly, I want to say thank you for your time, because let's face it, wherever you are, it's 7 o'clock where I am. It is 8 o'clock where some of you are in Central Time, and it's 9 o'clock on the East Coast. So you could make the excuse it's late. You could make the excuse it's dinner time. You could make the excuse of I got to do something with my family or help my kids with homework. There's all kinds of reasons why we could justify that right now is just bad timing to get involved with this particular call. Listen, it is always the right timing to get involved with Gemini. It's always the right timing to decide now is when I'm going to draw that line in the sand. I'm going to step to the other side. I'm going to start making new commitments, new provisions in my life that I'm going to put myself first instead of last. And I'm going to focus on what I need to do for the betterment of my life. That's what this call is all about. So thanks for making that kind of time. It says a lot about you. What does it say about you? It says a lot about your personality, says a lot about your intentions. It says a lot about your commitment, your dedication, your focus, and what's most relevant and what's important. So I look at this as, yeah, it's 10 p.m. somewhere. I look at this as right now, we're going to talk about you for the next several minutes, at least the next several minutes. So hot on the press right now, everyone knows that recently we have launched a whole new focus, a whole new paradigm inside of Gemini. It has to do with being healthy. It has to do with weight loss, weight management. It has to do with you being responsible for the gateway. What's the gateway? The gateway is your mouth. This is the gateway right here. Nothing gets inside of you without your permission. Think about that for a second. Nothing can pass the gate. It's like you've got armed guards, full-time security, AR-15s. I mean, you are loaded for bear right here. It's all up to you. What goes in is only with your permission. Think about that for just a second. That's better than Fort Knox. That's better than the border. I'm sorry about that. That is better than a whole lot of things going on right now. So with you giving permission, there is no excuse ever for you not being in the best health, the best shape, the best energy levels, free of toxins, free of everything that you need going on in your life for you to be the healthiest person that you can be right now. So Have you ever been sitting around a campfire? I'm sure you have. Have you ever been sitting around the dining room table? Have you ever been sitting around a major holiday like Thanksgiving or Christmas morning? Have you ever been at a family reunion, a birthday party where people are talking and you just start noticing, man, all these conversations right now are things that other people think are relevant. Most of them are a waste of time. Most of them are pointless. Most of them have no point whatsoever. And you're taking in all this information and people are ready and willing to talk about anything that they deem to be important. What are those topics? Oh my gosh, you got to hear what happened to me at work. Oh my goodness, you won't believe what my next door neighbor just did. Oh my goodness, you won't believe what this parent at school did. It was the craziest thing I ever heard or saw in my life. Oh my goodness, did you see the news last night? Oh my goodness, did you just watch that movie that just came out last week? You hear, these are the topics that are the hottest thing. And right now, of course, without getting into detail, it's like, did you hear what that politician said? Did you hear what that news anchor said? Did you hear what's going on over here? Most of the time, people are not talking about things that are relevant in terms of it uplifting or elevating yours or my life. It's just talk. It's just entertainment value. And most of the time, it's just about somebody's popularity value. Like, who can one up that crazy story that the other person just told and tell something just a little bit better? That's where most topics go. Right now, I want you to think about something that is extremely relevant. Have you noticed that people are freaking out lately about their health, their safety around anything related to health topics? You and I both know what we're talking about without getting into details. People are scared. They're fraidy cats. They're concerned. They're living in complete fear. And we don't want to live in fear ourselves. That's not what any of us want. We want to live fear-free. And so you've got, I'll just say, a magic bullet that's in your possession. And what this has the power to do is give people peace of mind. What this has the power to do is give people some level of control. What am I talking about? One of the biggest fear things that's going on right now is people insecurity around the economy. So you and I both know that inside of Gemini, you can do something about the fear factor of the economy and what's happening to the value of the dollar. When you can show somebody the avenue to have financial freedom and independence with a home-based business that they're in control of and they're not dictated around, you have unlimited possibilities here. What drives that train? What drives the train is the value of the products that are inside the Gemini freight train. And you've got plenty of products, but I want to hone in on one this evening. Otherwise, we'll get off on some rabbit trail. So let's talk about one product right now. Let's talk about the meal replacement shake that is now available in your back office for your consumption and for you to be able to obtain. And there's this whole program called the Be Lean Challenge. There's a Facebook page set up with that, with a whole website and everything around it. And what we've done is we've encouraged people to go there and talk about what's working and the testimonies and the success stories that have been felt or had through using the whole weight loss program. Well, in that, first of all, what we want you to do is go there and post. We don't want you to go there and say, wow, what's everybody else doing to add value to this? The question is, what value can you add? Here's some value that you can add. Have you committed personally to drinking that shake? Have you done it? And oh, let me make one thing really clear. This is not for the person that's considered obese that needs to lose 40 or 50 pounds. This is for also the person that needs to do some little fine tuning, some sculpting, some cleaning up. I mean, listen, right now, I've never been overweight in my life, but I can tell you right now that I could take off 2 or 3 pounds and you're going, 2 or 3 pounds? Why are you worried about 2 or 3 pounds? Hey, it's 2 or 3 pounds that I don't need. That's what it is. And the bad fat stores on your body are the yellow fat or what's called the adipose fat. This is where all the toxins and the disease center is stored in your body. And if you can get rid of the yellow or adipose fat, that's what everybody should do. So it's not like if you only have 2 or 3 pounds of adipose fat, you're okay. But if you have 50 pounds of adipose fat, it's not okay. Listen, none of it's okay. Not a half a pound, not a quarter a pound, no pounds of adipose fat. That's the unwanted fat stores in your body that have to take an exit stage left. They have no place in your body. They don't belong there. They shouldn't be there. They're the enemy of your system. They got to go. Yesterday, it's the disease center of your body. There is no amount of adipose or yellow fat that should be on your body anywhere. Are we clear? Raise your hand if you understand this. So don't look around and say, oh my goodness, from the outside, I look fine. It's not a judgment thing on whether you do or don't need to lose weight in terms of somebody else's expectations for you. It's the honest conversation you have with yourself, where you look at yourself in the mirror when no one else is looking. You're like, yep, I've got some of those unwanted fat stores that have to go away. There's a whole program dedicated for every single human being, every walk of life, every age group, every physical specimen to take note of. Every single story matters. Every single story matters. We need your story. It's not a cool story just because you're the person that said, hey, I lost 15 pounds in 20 days. That's a great story. They're all great stories. And the more stories we get put into that Facebook page, the more honest we are with ourselves to say, hey, I lost 3 pounds in the last 7 days. I only had to lose 5 pounds and I got rid of them. Those are great stories. And when you can do it fast and clean and it tastes good and the program is efficacious, meaning it works, then it's a great program. And that's what you can experience or expect when you take the meal replacement shake available through the Be Lean Challenge. And then you go on and you post it. Every single story. We need hundreds and hundreds of stories that are in there. All of them are impressive. That's number one. So please, please, my friends, add some value by being that kind of committed. Next is, I believe there's 3 steps. If you want to take some notes, how can you be effective? Let's start out by pulling, I'm going to just call it the pink elephant out of the refrigerator. So the pink elephant in the refrigerator means it doesn't belong in there, like take it out and it's kind of awkward, is to recognize that there are, in fact, I don't think I'd be exaggerating to say there are tens upon tens. I think it'd be also safe to say there's probably hundreds of weight loss programs that are promoted someplace out in the marketplace. Guess what? Many of them either don't work because they're complicated, they're hard to follow. There's a lot of asks out of people getting results. Like I'll think about, for example, maybe Jenny Craig. Let's talk about that. This is a program that's been around for a long time. And it's like, there's so much trouble because you can only eat those meals. You got to buy them. They're all packaged. They're probably not that great for you anyways, because they're put in a freezer for the most part. And it's not a simple program to follow. There's not a lot of asks here. Like, you're in control of cooking or making the food that you want. We just tell you how to cook, what to eat, and how many calories to take and all that. And then we say, drink this shake in the meantime, and don't eat as many calories or skip a meal if you need to lose weight. If you're bulking up and you're pumping some iron and you want to gain 10 pounds, then take the shake as well. See how it works both directions? Then take the shake as well and make it a fourth or a fifth meal even. That's right. That many calories. So I would take it because I want to bulk up a little bit. I've always kind of been a lightweight and I have a hard time gaining muscle because I'm what they call long and lean. So I can do like workouts all day long and I can pump iron and I build muscle very slowly. Whereas somebody like Jay, for example, he does like 3 push-ups and he's like ripped and I'm like jealous. So I wish it worked that easy for me. My body just isn't that way. I burn calories super fast. So I'm the guy that has to take the fourth or fifth meal in the day to add it to bulk up. And guess what? It works in that regard as well. It goes both directions. So I'm giving you examples of how powerful this shake is. It's not a weight loss shake all by itself. It can also be a weight gain shake if you use it for the right reasons. So all that said, I believe there's 3 steps to getting attention with people. Now, you've probably heard that it's a good idea to go out to social media and start doing Facebook Lives or Instagrams or TikToks or things like that. Those can all be effective if you do it the right way. There's a right way to do this, and there's a not so hot way to do this. You don't want to be in someone's face like you're selling them, like you need them to buy something from you, and you look desperate on social media. Buy my shake. It's more like you're going to tell a story. you're going to give a testimony. So if you go do a live, make sure that it's enthusiastic and energetic and something that people are going to be wowed by, like, oh, that sounds simple, or that's fantastic. I'd like to have a result like that. So think about how you're going to tell your story. And you might tell your story like, hey, you know what? I've done 3 or 4 things realistically over the years. Couple of them worked a little bit. I didn't have the results that lasted or that were permanent. I regained the weight, or whatever your story is. Tell a story that people can relate to. They've got to be able to relate. And usually when you're honest and open, people have attempted more than one weight loss or weight management is probably a better word, program, than just the one that they're on right now. If you're old enough, you probably have attempted multiples. Well, obviously, if you're back again to do it again and you're thinking about another program, the first ones didn't last or they weren't permanent. And so what is it about this one that's compelling to you? What is it about this time that makes you more serious or more committed? What is it? What is the draw to this program that's different than the draw to other programs? Think about what that is. Okay. And maybe while you're doing the video, you show yourself stirring it up in your kitchen, or it's in the blender and you're like, yeah, I'm going to add some blueberries and I'm putting some strawberries in. Oh, by the way, those are good, healthy fruits for you that are low in sugar content. And so you can show that you're blending up. Hey, this shake is really fun. It's easy to make. And this is my replacement for breakfast, or this is my replacement for lunch. And you show yourself drinking it and you're like, man, this is so stinking good. This is delicious. That's what people want to see. That's what people want to hear from you about your personal experience. So number one, you've got to tell a story. And the first story you should tell is the one about yourself. What do you need to do or accomplish? And it's different than the person sitting next to you needs to do or accomplish. I want to accomplish this. Here's what I want to do by drinking this shake. Here's why I'm doing it. What's your goal? What's your objective? Do you want to put on 10 pounds? There's a friend of mine on here that Tuck and I are familiar with. We had a call not that long ago. And this is a guy that knows a little something about working out. So he's probably wanting to stay lean. He's probably wanting to stay bulked up for all I know. And this would be a good story for him. The next person's saying, I need to lose 25 pounds and I need to do it yesterday. I got a trip coming up. I'm about ready to go on a cruise. I need to look good in a bathing suit. That could be your story. So tell a story. And if you don't have a good one yet, then look around on the Be Lean Challenge Facebook page and go find a couple stories that you can borrow and start to tell. That's number one. Number two, you want to say, watch this. So when I say watch this, you should have right on your phone access to a couple, 2 or 3 stories that you like that your people are likely to be able to relate to, and at least have one. Watch this. So tell a story, say, watch this. And step number three is to say, drink this. And you want to take where from? Gemini is not going to do this for you. It's not worth their time, their effort, or the expense of going through it. You can do it the least expensive and most effectively. You're going to buy the shake, right? So you're getting the shake. Here it comes. Now that you've got the shake, take a little Ziploc baggie and you're going to become a powder dealer. Okay. So you've got your powder in the Ziploc baggie and you're going to take that and you're going to hand it to somebody and you can give them each baggie is a serving. So if you want to give them 2 baggies, that's 2 servings. If you want to be generous, you can say, here's a 3-day supply of this powder. It's your shake. Go put it with water. Go put it with almond milk. Go put it with oat milk. If you want to gain some weight, go put it with some whole or 2% milk and put some calories through the milk in there. If you want to, make it a complete replacement shake, you can add some other things to it. Sometimes you can add some fruit or a banana or some peanut butter in there. Those are some healthy things that you can do. Make sure it's sugar-free, all-natural, healthy peanut butter. Organic is great. And you can doctor these things up and make them delicious. Give people some options and choices. Nonetheless, you're saying, drink this. And let's have a conversation in the next 24 to 48 hours. What do I want back from you in return? I want to know how you feel. I want to know how it tasted. I want to know what you experienced by taking that shake and how much energy you had going through the day by making it a replacement for one of your meals. And you're going to get a testimony. They're going to say, it tasted great. I felt great. And then what you do is you convert that to them saying, yeah, I would commit to this program because I know I like it. And lead with that, because why would you be ashamed? Why would you be ashamed or hold back from somebody? Weight loss, over 50% of our population. Did you hear that? Over 50% of our population is overweight. This is not a maybe. It's not a statistic where we can debate. It's a fact. Over 50% of our population needs to lose weight. If somebody knew what to do about it, they wouldn't be overweight. They're overweight because they don't know what to do about it and they haven't yet committed to something so that they're not overweight. Does that make sense, everybody? Okay, so you're in the driver's seat, you're in control. Those are the three things. And please, it's like JFK said many years ago in a famous speech, you'll recognize the speech. He said, ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. Ask not what Gemini can do for you, but what you can do for Gemini. Ask not what the team can do for you, but what you can do for the team. Ask not what the B-Lean Challenge can do for you, but what you can do for the B-Lean Challenge. You get the theme, you get the point? So in other words, go make a contribution. By you making a contribution, adding value to it, you will be rewarded and paid back in spades. Believe me, trust me, that's the universal law. Put out and you will receive back tenfold. If you're waiting for tenfold to come for you, it's not coming. It's going to get boop, big zero goose egg. So you got to give in order to receive. Go add some value to the Be Lean Challenge. Put your story up. Put your commitments up. Get your before pictures and commit. Listen, you guys are the leaders. If you don't do this, why would you expect somebody else to do it? Do first before you ask other people, because they're going to look at you and go, are you committed? Have you done this? Are you doing it yourself? And if you go, nah, I haven't gotten started yet. No, I haven't really committed. No, I'll wait till after Thanksgiving when I pig out between here and there. That's not how this works. You have to say, when do I want to get results? And if the answer is right about now, yesterday, then you need to be committed right about now or yesterday, which means that the first time you open your mouth to suggest these three steps, you should already have your story. And listen, if you still have pounds to go, don't hide behind that. You don't need to be a perfect specimen before you become a testimony. You say, I just committed myself and I just got started. I'm so excited. I began 3 days ago. That's the truth. And those are the facts. And you know what's really cool about that? When you make that kind of a statement, people want to run along with you. They don't want to wait until after you've already had the result. They want to run with you. It's exciting to go as a group. Have you ever seen cyclists? They're in packs. I mean, you can see a solo cyclist. That's cool and all, but it's way more fun to be a Peloton, which is a group of people. And it's more fun to be in a group because you're encouraging each other. You ever seen a flock of geese or ducks? They fly in these V formations. What's happening is they're all drafting off of each other. They're all drafting off of each other. It's easy to go in a pack or a herd because you draft off of each other. I don't know if you've ever driven down the interstate and gotten a little too close behind a semi in your car, but you know that there's a sweet spot. When you get close enough, you can kind of all of a sudden feel like you're in a vacuum, like whoosh. You kind of suck in behind that semi because the trailer in front of you is blowing the headwind. And it's taking the brunt for you and you cannot feel it. Have you ever watched a NASCAR race and you see that they're like inches? They're going 180 miles an hour around an oval track. And these guys, no joke, next time pay attention. They're inches from the front bumper to the back bumper. And sometimes they just barely even touch each other. That's how close they are. Why do they do that when it's dangerous in that world? Because that's where you're drafting off the person in front of you and you get better gas mileage. It's more effective. There's less friction. It's quieter. That's what happens. And when you come together as leaders and you start talking and drafting off of one another, you'll go farther and further. And energy breeds energy. Success breeds success. Results breed results. Heroes breed heroes. That's why you want to come together in this. And I'm looking at the word hustle. in the background behind Samantha, how appropriate that the word Gemini, the name of your company, the name of this entity, it's who you are, it's what you do. We're part of the Gemini family. And I love the word hustle in there. I have a t-shirt and it says, good things come to those who wait. And everybody likes to make that the quote. But you know what the whole quote says? The whole quote says, and I believe it was Abraham Lincoln, if I have my facts right, that made this really famous, at least in part, is it said, good things come to those who wait, but only what's left over from those who hustle. Good things come to those who wait, but only what's left over. Key word is leftover. Leftover from what? Those who hustle. So the hustlers are the ones that get all the early pickings. Have you ever gone to a sale and it's like 35% off or 50% off and there's only a few things left and you're like, oh man. And it's usually because you were late and somebody else was hustling. They got there before you did. Let's commit. Let's be the hustlers. Let's be the dreamers. Let's be the visionaries. Let's be the we cans and the I cans and let's get it done and the doers. And let's never complain. And let's only talk about what's there for the taking and what we are harvesting as we go about hustling. What's your harvest? You've been planting seeds. How do I know? Because you belong to this family for long enough. Your season of planting should already be in place. How do you plant? You talk, you speak, you ask the right questions, you interview people, you find out how you can serve them, you find out what you can do for them and elevate their life and make their world a better place to live and exist. And you talk about the results that they want to have out of their existence and how you can add value to where they want to go. That's how you plant seeds. And when you have those kinds of conversations that are in their best interest instead of your best interest, that's what true service is helping people. Sales is the following, write this down. Sales is the art. It's an art. Sales is the art. And the ability, sales is the art and the ability to communicate in a way that allows them, based on your conversation, to make a decision in their best interest. Make a decision in their best interest. So let's break that down. You're talking with someone and they ask you your opinion or your advice. As soon as that happens and you find yourself speaking with someone, interview them first. Ask questions. What do you want? Why do you want it? How badly do you want it? What do you want? Why do you want it? And how badly do you want it? Three questions. What do you want? Number one. Number two, why do you want it? Number three, how badly do you want it? Because when someone wants something badly, here's their answer. I'll do anything. Let me get this straight. You'll do anything. What would stop you? Nothing. What would stop you? Well, this would stop me, that would stop me, and so would that. Well, then you don't want it that badly. Because the person who wants something badly, nothing will stop them. And when I ask the final interview question, on a scale of 1 to 10, just so I get this straight, give me an idea of how important this is to you. On a scale of 1 to 10, how badly do you want it? Oh, you know, 6 or 7. Nope, wrong answer. I don't work with people that want a 5 or a 6 out of 10. It's a waste of my time and it's an injustice for them. I'm going to be putting out, like losing sleep, thinking about how I can serve them. But then I'm frustrated with them because they're not reciprocating. Why? Because it was like, if it happens, that's great. But if it doesn't, that's okay too. No way. No. Stay away from those people. How badly do you want it? Dude, I want like a 10 out of 10. I'm all over this like white on top of rice. You're my gal. It's that simple. Now we're going to get something done. So you keep interviewing people. You're never wasting your time when you interview correctly, because if you ask the right questions, what do you want? Why do you want it? And how badly do you want it? And just so I'm clear, on a scale of 1 to 10, you tell me the meter on how badly you want it. It's a 10 out of 10. I want that badly. I lose sleep and I cry thinking about it. You're my guy. You're my gal. I'm committed. And now when you put out they're going to reciprocate. And so will you. Does that make sense, everybody? How to measure how effective you are in a conversation with someone? That's how I talk to people. That's how I interview them. And it is an interview process because I have to qualify my time. You know why? Because my time is more valuable than yours. That's the value I have on me. I'm not junk. I'm not something you just pulled out of a closet. My time is valuable. It is actually invaluable. You couldn't put a price tag on it. So that's why I qualify it, because I don't want that person wasting my time. It's too precious, this life I have. I will give you everything I've got if you can validate why I should. Now I've got a good prospect. Now I've got a good key person. Now I can duplicate leadership into someone else. Does that make sense, everybody? Has this call been valuable to you? Has it been juicy for you? Did it give you what you needed? Some nuggets, something that you can run with from this point? We talked about a lot of valuable stuff, and my time's up, so I just want to recap. Let's get busy after this. Those three things, I told you how to have a conversation with someone. Let me tell you a story based on our conversation. Let me have you watch this so you can see what I'm talking about, and you can hear it from somebody else that's had results. And third, drink this, taste this, eat this, put it in their hands, and ask them to do this. If I put this in your hands, Cheryl, if I put this in your hands, will you give me your word that in fact, you will drink this tomorrow morning for your breakfast? And if you say yes, I'm going to say, well, then there you go. I believe you. But here's what I want in return. After you have that shake tomorrow, I want you to call me. Or better yet, I'm going to call you. Give me the time. 10:30, perfect. I'm going to call you at 10:30. And I want you to tell me, what did it taste like? And how did you feel? And how did it affect you over the next couple of hours after you drank that shake? And then, Cheryl, what I would like for you to do is I'd like to capture your testimony. So when I call you, I want you to be prepared that I'm going to document your response. And if it's good enough, I'm going to share it with other people. Is that okay, Cheryl? Is that so much to ask that I help you get started and I put these amazing products in your hands for you to review? So that's what you can expect when I call you back. I want you to think about this because I will call you at 10:30. You said you're going to drink this at 8 o'clock in the morning. I want to know how you felt, what it tasted like, and I want to hear that you're committed to this program, if in fact you are. And if your response is good enough, I'm going to share it with other people if you don't mind. That's how you collect testimonies. Then you take those stories and you first capture them. And you say, hey, would you be willing to share that in a format that everyone else can take advantage? I'd like to add it to our Facebook page, if you don't mind. That's how you get permission. And you can do this all day long, snapping these responses and getting responses out of people and commitments out of people. Next thing you know, you've got people that are willingly in the Be Lean Challenge. Thank you so much for letting me share some tips, some advice, and some suggestions to all of you so you can go out and make Gemini a huge success story for you and for your family. God bless.
Hey, Scott, thank you so much. That was, as always, amazing. Y'all, he gave some really good nuggets on things that you can do to build your business, change your life, change other people's life. Now, think about this, you know, when he asked, you know, how bad do you want something? Okay. Think about when you're swimming as a kid and your brother, your friend, or somebody's on top of you and you're underwater and you're like, I'm going to drown. I don't know. Is it me that it's only happened to? I had an older brother. He told my head underwater. You want air so bad. You're like, oh my, you know, you're going to bite somebody. You're going to scratch them. You're going to grab a hold of something that they don't want you to grab a hold. You're going to do anything you can because you want to get up and you want that air. You know, if you decide that, you know, I'm going to build this business and I'm going to change lives and I'm going to do what it takes to do this, regardless of what's happening in the economy, y'all, people don't want to work anymore. It's crazy. There's restaurants shutting down. There's restaurants shutting hours because they can't get anybody that wants to work. Right now, we've got something that absolutely works. I got a call today from someone, and this lady said, hey, I have fibromyalgia. I have tried everything. I got this product. And I didn't even want to try it because I've tried everything and nothing helps. She's like, I put it in my mouth. And oh my gosh, this is the only thing I have ever found that works. And I've been to doctor after doctor after doctor after doctor and vitamins, and I tried everything, nothing works. This is amazing. How did you come up with it? Y'all, think about this. If people will put the product in your in their mouth, you've got somebody that's going to be interested. But also, you got to tell them how they're going to feel. Don't say, hey, try this and you're going to be so full, you're never going to be able to get in and you're going to lose 50 pounds. No, tell them exactly. Say, you're going to try this. It's good. Here's the crazy thing. You're going to notice you're not going to be as hungry. This isn't one of these diets where you're just starving to death. All you can think about is food. It's going to give you what your body needs. With the other products we have, it's going to be a diet that's, now here's the other thing. Diets. I've done every diet out there. I could put on weight in a hurry. I can take it off in a hurry. I've lost weight on every single diet out there. But the problem is when I lose the weight comes back and brings friends. What we have, y'all, is the only thing I have ever seen that takes the weight off and keeps it off. Now I'm down. I don't know. My weight fluctuates so much, but I'm lean. I can put it on or I can take it off, but I'm down maybe 40 pounds. You know, I might've gone down 50 and I put 10 back. Well, if you lose 50 pounds and you put 10 back, you're still down 40 pounds. That's 10 pound sacks of potatoes. So what did that do for my life? What did that do for my health? What did it do for my pain? So y'all, what you have in front of you, if you decide to finally put the effort into building something big and changing lives, you can do it. Think about the first time they said, first of all, no one ever is going to be able to break the 4-minute mile. Impossible. They're like, no, it can't be done until somebody did it. And then another one 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 did it. So you know what? Once you decide finally, you know what? I'm going to hit G3. I'm going to hit Q3. Tuck and Laura, Prissy, awesome job. You set the 4-minute mile. Now everybody knows, hey, I can do this. So you know what? Go and do this. And when you're talking about drafting, find that person that wants air so bad that they're don't do all the work. If they want to work, let them do the work, show them, coach them, and build together. Find somebody that wants to hit G3 and help them do it. Find them the people that want to hit Q3, help them do it. Find the people that want to lose weight, help them do it. Stop us. Scott, I absolutely love you coming on. Thank you so much for giving us the wisdom. But I'm telling you all, y'all, that's a springboard. Let's all finally decide, you know what? It's time. We want this as bad as we want that air. Let's change people's health, change people's wealth, and once again, bring a ton of them to Christ. Anyway, I'm going to close with that. Good night, everybody. God bless.